Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter in volume 16, letter number 5846, Baruch Hashem, the 16th of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says peace and blessing. Now, here's a student complaining to the Rebbe that he has no interest, has no desire for learning. And he says that, you know, maybe in the past he was interested, he had a cheshek, but he had a yearning for learning, but it's been taken away from him. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from Erev Shabbos Kodesh, from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And you're asking for a blessing to be successful in your studies, etc. He says, even though he writes to the Rebbe, I have a desire, but I don't have an interest. What does it mean? In other words, I would like to, you know, I want to, you know, something. I want to be good, but I don't have no, and I feel like it was taken from me. The Rebbe says, it's impossible. God forbid to say that the yearning for learning, the interest was taken away from you. Can't say that. Why? Because since this is a command from the one who created the world and leads the world actually, and Hashem commands each one of us, every Jewish person, to should have a yearning and a desire, a complete desire to fulfill everything which is written in our holy Torah. So if in the Torah it's written that one should study the laws of Talmud Torah, it's not just a regular mitzvah, learning Torah. The mitzvah of studying Torah is equal to all other mitzvahs. So it can't be that you don't have a yearning and a desire taken away from you. You have that. However, it is the imagination of above. You're imagining the above, and that is part of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara, who comes up with all kinds of strange and different kinds of tactics, of tricks, in order to weaken the person in his service to Hashem. So that feeling that you're describing is only imaginary, and it comes from the Yetzer Hara. And the Rebbe says the Yetzer Hara is so sly, he doesn't even stop by telling you lies and cheating you, telling you all kinds of seeds. So the Rebbe says, when you know that this comes from the Yetzer Hara, that alone should encourage you and give you more energy in the person to wage war against him, to say, I'm not going to fall for your tactics, for your tricks. The fact that you recognize that this is tactics of the Yetzer Hara, that should give you even more strength to wage war against him. The Rebbe said the war that you wage against is by not paying attention at all. It's not by confronting, but the waging is by removing your mind. Which means, what does it mean to remove your mind? Don't go into any debates. Don't go into any ideas and figuring out. Just very briefly, there's no time now for debates. There's no time now to figuring things out. Because I'm a slave, I'm a servant to Melech Malach HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. I'm Hashem's slave, and I am busy to fulfill the commands of the Master, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, the Rebbe is suggesting to him, don't say that the desire and the yearning has been taken away from you. It can't be. If Hashem tells everyone in the Torah, He is the one that created the world, He created everything, and He says to you that we should be yearning and learning Torah, and that is His command. So all these other ideas that you don't have a desire, it's all from the Yetzer Hara, who doesn't stop even tell you lies and cheat you. He tries everything he could. But don't debate the Yetzer Hara. Don't start telling him that any kinds of reasonings and debating, just say, remove your mind. Just very short. I have no time now to go into debates. I'm busy doing the work of my master, what Hashem says, and I am not going to get involved with any debates over here. Rebbe says, look in the Tanya, in many places, the advice that have been given for the above. And you should have it ingrained in your heart. That which Chazal, our sages of blessed memory, told. If you put in effort and you say you didn't find, you didn't succeed, don't believe. It's not possible. If you put in the effort, you succeeded. So it's not possible to say that you're not successful. The Rebbe blesses him to learning Torah with diligence, with devotion, and fulfilling mitzvahs in a perfect way in the name of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is encouraging him and telling him not to pay attention to the Yetzer Hara, not to pay attention to all the tricks. It's all from the Yetzer Hara. Don't debate him. Remove your mind and tell the Yetzer Hara, I'm busy doing what Hashem wants. No time for debates. And the Rebbe says that you will be successful. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news.